Welcome, everyone, to another podcast of Modern World Zen. This is Josh Barzell. So last episode, we were talking about how we can meditate with the awareness of the inner guru. And as you might have already realized through that practice, through that process, the inner guru is actually the same as the external world. You can't have one without the other. So if we recognize that everything we're seeing in meditation is the inner guru, that our body we can meditate on through that process of naming each part of the body and infusing those body parts with awareness, everything in the external world is also the inner guru, right? Because the inner and outer are the same. We know that. And so that's really what's going to be the focus of our understanding in this episode. And we don't really need too much help if we're a regular meditator to come to that realization. We just need to meditate regularly. Because what you find is what's inside is out. What is inside is also outside, right? And what is outside is also inside. So the yogis, the great sages, the enlightened beings, have made it clear that if that's the case, well, they're just always roaming inside. They're roaming in the inner world. Their attention is focused on their inner being, not on anything external to them. And they are very happy and live a fine life in that way, in that regard. So that's also what we should do. You know, we should also see the external world as the embodiment of God. And every major religion has that same teaching. This is nothing new, but it's new for a meditator who doesn't have that experience yet. And if you don't have that experience yet, you just need to keep meditating and you will eventually have that experience. it's also considered to be the explosion of the blue pearl. When the blue pearl explodes, according to the scriptures, you attain divinity. And that's what this process is. You perceive the blue pearl within yourself. You see what's inside the blue pearl. You see your divinity inside the blue pearl. And then the blue pearl explodes and encompasses the entire universe. And in that way, you can say you've had the final realization or the highest realization on the path of meditation. And that's when the external world becomes the embodiment of God for you, which is the same as the inner self. And so that's really the goal of meditation. That's the perfection that we're really looking for when we talk about liberation or nirvana, enlightenment, self-realization, God realization. All of these terms are synonymous. We're really looking for an, you know, unperturbed realization that the external world is one with the inner self, which is also one with God. And so that's kind of the goal. And when we look at that, we can say to ourselves, okay, but how does this work with modern psychology? How does this work with, you know, psychological disorders? How does this jive, if you will, with psychiatry? And psychoanalysis, say. We've talked about psychoanalysis before. That's sort of the highest form of psychology because the practitioners, the mental health professionals in psychoanalysis have been analyzed, whereas you're never guaranteed, and certainly it's not a part of becoming a social worker, therapist, or psychiatrist to have any therapy if you believe it. You can just get it all from a book. But the psychoanalyst has been analyzed themselves, himself or herself. So how does this awareness mix with the psychoanalytic model of the self, of consciousness, you know, of happiness? And that's what we can talk about now. So, because that's important. So from what we understand, you know, of Freud, really, Sigmund Freud, because he was the original psychoanalyst. And I don't think there's any analyst. If there is, you can contact me. I don't know if there's any analyst out there that would say, well, I've gone beyond Freud, or I'm equivalent to Freud, because Freud was so original. You know, it's very hard to, even if you've been, you know, fully analyzed and you're a practicing analyst, psychoanalyst, it'd be very hard for you to believe or think of yourself as, say, on equal footing with Freud, because, you know, he actually developed it from nothing, really, right? He had a medical, or at least a scientific background, you know, but nothing like what he developed. So you say, well, how did he develop it? But we know there's genius out there. I mean, Einstein and things like that. We've talked about also before that it's not impossible to believe that a human being could do what Freud did. But I'm proposing in these podcasts that there's even something greater than that. But nevertheless, you know, I'd like to bring in the psychoanalysis to try to figure out what it is that we're talking about when we talk about self-realization in the scriptural sense, in the meditation sense, in the Eastern philosophical sense. And you might be surprised to know that the self is essentially the same self that Freud talks about. So it's the same entity, basically. And there's some, you know, some slight differences because, you know, Freud introduces the superego, which is the ego ideal, which is the highest moral sense of an individual. It's not so much tied to the body so much. It's really tied to the ancestry of oneself. Remnants, psychic remnants of their parents, the highest ideal, right? And that's really not so much different than God, really. That's not so much different than the guru, because one isn't going to be able to imagine something greater than oneself too far with a distinction from God, because what is God? God is also that, something that's, you know, the highest ideal for a person would be synonymous with God, right? So Freud understood who God was and talked about God very much, but wasn't, you know, didn't make the connection in his analysis, in his scientific work, between the superego and God. And I say that they're similar. I wouldn't say that they're identical, because how could you say that? But let's look at that and try to go from there. So, you know, when we're in touch with our highest self, you know, an analyst would say, well, that's the superego, right? A spiritual person would say that's consciousness, or that's your inner divinity, that's your self, that's your true self, right? So the superego would be like the true self. And I don't think Freud would have argued with that, frankly, because for Freud, he was just trying to figure out what these pieces of the psyche were, and he recognized the superego's role in the development of the person as being the highest ideal. So I don't think Freud would argue if a, you know, spiritual philosopher would say, well, you know, that's our God, that's God, you should call it God, Freud, you know. I don't think he would really have a problem with that if someone wanted to say that to him. And so, because it is this ideal ego, and in our spiritual practice, we're actually trying to transform. We always talk about getting rid of the ego, but really it's a transformation between the body ego that identifies itself with the body, with its race or religion or background or status, wealth, poverty, whatever, race, you know, male, female, right? And that's what the ego would be. And I think it's the same with Freud. It's the same sort of ego. It's this body ego, and Freud called it a body ego. And so in the spiritual world, we're looking at transforming that ego into the pure ego, right? In spiritual terms, the ideal ego is this I am God, I am consciousness, I am the self identification, right? So we're identifying in spiritual terms with something that isn't the mind, that's beyond the mind, that's within the mind, that causes the mind to function, that witnesses the mind's creations, whether it's in sleep, or it witnesses the void of deep sleep, or it witnesses all of the waking state actions and everything that goes on in the world. That's why we say that the world is not separate from God, or separate from divinity, or separate from our inner self, because as an advanced meditator, if you've gotten to that stage of meditation, you recognize the outer world as the embodiment of the inner divinity, or the inner guru that we talked about last episode. So going back to Freud, I would say that we're really also, with Freud, looking for a transformation between the ego to the superego. We're looking to access this superego and try to sort of save it from the ego and also the id, and try to extract it as best we can through analysis, because that's our ideal for who we are as people. It's tied to the parents. It's extracting essentially the highest ideal from the mother, the highest ideal from the father, and mixing it together, if you will, and coming up with this superego. And you know, that can't be that far from the transformation, the spiritual transformation either. And so I'm not going to make any comments beyond that, because I'm not a psychoanalyst, because I can't really comment too much on that. I just know from the spiritual point of view that we're also looking for a transformation from the body ego to higher awareness. And we do include the I am divine, I am divinity, I am God mantra or awareness in the spiritual setting. And I don't think that's really much different from the superego or the self that Freud talks about and writes about. So that's pretty much the end of our podcast. And, you know, when speaking about Freud, I would say Freud is the father of all the psychiatry and the psychology that we're even aware of presently. And so it bears mentioning, because that's the kind of the modern take and the Western take on the mind and, you know, happiness and things like that. So it's good to mention, it's good to think about. But, you know, for the time being, I would say that it's fine to grapple with these kinds of questions. I think you should ask yourself, you know, what's the highest according to Freud, and how does that relate to enlightenment or true spiritual realization? And you'll probably find that it's somewhat different, but you can't really put your finger on it. And it's more than fine to think about these things, because, you know, we're here for a certain amount of time. We definitely have our struggles, and life isn't always so pleasant. And that if we concern ourselves with these kinds of ideas, we probably will find some truth for ourselves. And that's really what's the most important. is to find and attain your own happiness. I think it's related to the superego. So if you're meditating and you know what I'm talking about, and you find the highest ideal, you know, from your parents, from your ancestry, I would just go a little bit further and find your perfection just beyond the superego or the ego ideal, according to Freud. So with that, I will leave everyone. I hope everyone has a wonderful meditation. And it's good to spend some time meditating on your divinity, on your perfection, like we talked about last episode. So I invite everyone to do that, because what you meditate on, what you think about, is what you end up becoming. So that's why we need to meditate. So with that, I sign off. Thank you, everyone, for listening. This has been Josh Barzell for Modern World Zen.